Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Mark. Yeah, climate change. No, don't groan. Climate change won't go away, despite many wishing it would, including the champion of fossil fuels, Donald Trump. Climate science is really very advanced today, and I often hear remarks from those who should know better decrying or putting down the findings. Nothing like ignoring uncomfortable news. But hey, we all do it. Some very interesting research has come to light regarding the history of glaciers on sub-Antarctic islands. South Africa is the proud owner of two of them, Marion Island and Prince Edward Island. British Antarctic Survey scientists have been doing major oceanographic research around South Georgia, a beautiful mountainous island with snow-covered peaks and glaciers. What the scientists did was reconstruct the history of the ice around South Georgia from around 25,000 years ago during an ice age and what has happened right down to today with succeeding ice ages coming and going. There was a huge ice sheet around the island during these ice ages, and it came and went as the climate swung between ice ages and warming periods. But then about 15,000 years ago it settled down, with the glaciers and the coast looking pretty much as they do now. The glaciers have been pulling back inside the shoreline for a long time now, and photos from over 100 years ago show this contraction. Incidentally, the mini glacier on Marion Island did the same thing, and it's almost disappeared. From these studies, climate scientists are able to get a better understanding of how ice sheets will behave on the Antarctic continent as temperatures fluctuate. South Georgia is a good model for this, says Professor Dominic Hodgson of the British Antarctic Survey.
So yeah, South Georgia is a really perfect place to study because it's just slightly further north than the Antarctic Peninsula. So it's showing us what the response is of an ice sheet to really very moderate changes in temperature, both in the ocean and the atmosphere. And we can then take those responses and push them further south as climate warms and get a very good idea of what might happen to the Antarctic Peninsula ice sheets, and indeed any ice sheet that's really near the thermal limit of being able to survive.
But the message here is that we think these systems are quite sensitive to small temperature changes.
Yes, they are. They're very sensitive. To see the imprint of the past glaciations around South Georgia, you can see multiple small advances and retreats. And they're all going to be driven by moisture supply and temperature. Those two factors are the main factors in ice sheet growth and retreat. And we can see that the South Georgia ice cap is really sensitive. And by using that sensitivity and applying it to ice sheets further south, we can tune the models to better reproduce what the effects of an increased ocean temperature or an increased atmospheric temperature will be in the next few hundred years.
Dominic Hodgson talking to the BBC science correspondent Jonathan Amos there. Well, away from these scientific
pronouncements.
Yes. The good news is, though, that increasing numbers of people care and are doing their best to understand and support efforts to conserve our multi-layered heritage. It's Earth Hour tomorrow night, starting at 8:30, when right around the globe people are urged to turn off their lights and make a pledge to caring for the planet. 8:30 to 9:30 tomorrow night is the time here in South Africa. Right here in Cape Town, there's an Earth Hour adventure at Kirstenbosch, organized by WWF, and lots of other activities. And you can find out more about those activities and events on the website. That's www.earthhour.org.za.
Thanks very much there to John Richards. And John, I was looking at BBC News on my cell phone earlier this week, and there are some rather terrifying pronouncements that are being made on climate change.
Oh.
And in Siberia, the permafrost is melting. It's releasing big pockets of gas underneath the ground, and they're kind of worried that these things are going to explode at some stage.
Yes, there's a lot of anxiety, and I think people think, prophets of doom and everything's going to blow up. And so this is not the case at all.
Well, it's not going to happen next Tuesday, is it? It's over a period of time.
But the science is clear, and we must take take note of it.
Absolutely. That's John Richards with Being Green, our focus on the environment. And if you missed any of that information, then go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and by the middle of the morning, Being Green, this morning's edition, will be up on our website as a podcast, and you can hear it again.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. We have one Earth. To save it, you don't need to be a superhero, but you do need to be in the know. Join John Richards on Fine Music Radio for Being Green. From shopping lists, recycling bins, to water and electricity usage, the choices you make will reduce your environmental footprint. Recycle your Superman suit and tune into FMR on Friday mornings at 7:35 a.m. Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. FMR.